Okay, we spoke about last week. Mainly, the shaila of the violin in the Balamor. But Malchus ben Shaifis and Tfilas and Musaf. Right, is it the last Nakuda we were holding? Balmor brought, the Minag when he was young was Sibudav in seven brochas. And they heard from the Sheikh Sibu nine brochas. And he's talking about Bikim, obviously. Bikim, not Bikim. Why? Because we've asked him that the last Sukhi in Rosh Hashanah says that Allah, Rabbi Gamliel, holds that Sheikh Sibu made the Sarabi at the Echabos and Afilu of Boki. He wants his Allah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah. Because there's a lot of brochas, a lot of Sukhim. So a bogey, even though somebody knows it, but he's allowed to be yetsi with the, he can be yetsi. Shai Moshe Shon, a bogey can't be yetsi with the source of shots. Moshe Tzibo. So they dive in seven, and then they listen to the three. So what do you see from there? Just let's pick up with this Nekuda. We see from here that we said, Hagas Mucho, what if somebody knows? Somebody's a mitzas bogey. It's a mitzas bogey. So he knows Gimu, Shonet, Gimu, Chonet. He doesn't know the bogey source of Yontov. He doesn't know how to be Chatonu. Any Yontov. So can you get up on Yom Tov and daven Gimel Shemesh Gimel Achronis, and then be mashalim by listening to the Shir Tzibur, is missing the Bochum Tzoyis? But Mr. Omer not, because he daven a Tzvilo, only daven a Tzvilo. Only daven a Chertzor Shmanesu, a Tzvilo. The minimum Tzvilo on Yom Tov, seven Bochus, can't daven Gimel and Gimel, Gimel Shemesh Gimel Achronis. So if they did that on Musaf, the Pshar is that they held that the Chertzor of Tzvilo's Musaf is also a Tzvilo of seven Bochus. Elamai Malchus is going to tell you, but it's something which you add. Which you add. It's a Sophos. It's a Sophos of Brochus. It's a Chiyav to Yemoshev. Chiyav to Yemoshev is Brochus. So Shaykh, the Davin 7, for Musa, it's not a Brochus, but it's not a Brochus, it's a little about Tolo. He's still missing. What you're missing in him. Then he says, Mishtano, it's not Mishtano, Aminuk says the Malamor. And they stop doing that, Chodos is Malo Tens. So I was like, Mishtano Aminuk doesn't mean, we said Brochus, Mishtano Aminuk doesn't mean that he became smarter. They had better rebaim, and now they were, because they became the chachidah too. The shana minag is a pashul l'choy means that they held that you can't just daven seven. They held you can't just daven seven. Because seven on Musaf is like six on Musaf. Shabbos Yom Tov daven six is zibokh v'tol, like we just said. So Musaf Hashanah to daven seven is zibokh v'tol too. Yeah, so it was a shalat haga, so why did they start davening nine? So Ma'aseh, they could have done one or two things. That's a shalat. They could have done one or two things. Either they could have not said anything. In other words, you can't daven seven because it's like davening six. So don't say anything, listen to the Shir Tzibur from beginning to end. Or say your everything. Good. So what's the reason they daven themselves, the lachash nine? Anyway, they won't say Machas on Shabbos previously. But I don't know, of course. And then we said, that ties into the next line of the Balamor. Just pick up here. That ties into the next line of the Balamor. The Balamor says, what's lost in the Balamor? And you have the Balamor, maybe? Come on, the Balamor. Thank ואני אומר, what's the answer that's smooth as an adormer? ואני אומר, כשאני שלוחו, אין בראש השנה של בור עשר לתשע, אין לאוילום, ואין באבס ואין שחר. So we said that ואני אומר, זה המשך of the discussion that's preceded. That ואני אומר, that really says, מי כבר דין, there's no such thing בכלל on ראש השנה as a בור, as a 27 seven בור. It doesn't exist, and not only does not, it's not a chepsa tefila in Musaf, but it doesn't exist בכלל, not שחר, it's not בכלו. And then we spoke about that already. Okay, now that's interesting. Let's, if you want, let's first look at the Rambam maybe. who was sons of the Rambam. It's very interesting. Ram is in Perik Beis Bechus Tfila. Ram says like this. Perik Beis Halacha Hei, he says, B'Shavos is the Yom Tovim. Mispalo Sheva Bechus Bechol Tfila. We know that. Mispalo Sheva Bechus Bechol Tfila, Tfila Me'abba Tfila Shai Sayyim. And then he says, Shabbos choismim because Shabbos begolim because Shabbos asman. Rosh Hashanah choismim bo melech al kol ha'aretz because Shabbos yom hazikaron. The machlokes. I mean, the Chayyodim says. Chayyodim says nevers that if somebody leaves out melech al kol ha'aretz and the other tefillos and shachris and imayim and shachris. The Nusach Melech HaKolorot and Dali Kuvah. And it's Gaidur, Reb Chaim held and analogized. Said, Rabbad is Makir. It's part of the Nusach Marpeya Bocho. Said, somebody doesn't, it's not Chayse Melech HaKolorot, but it's over him to go. And it's Makir. Don't forget it. Don't put yourself in a position of having to be Makir there. Reb Chaim said, it's part of Makir. The Chasim on Roshon, the Dim Chasim, that is Mekadish over. But Melech HaKolorot, it's part of the Chassim, and you can have a tefillah, as well as Kiddush too. Kiddush also, Kiddush is going to have to you. Somebody wants Kiddush, for God to say Melech HaKolorot. Can't say it. You can say Melech HaKolorot. In the city, if it wasn't printed or whatever, you ran into a problem there. So what do we do? What do you tell him to do? Chayodim says, you don't have to repeat. But see, you might not be actually going to be fine. So what would you do? And he didn't realize until the next day. And it was better or worse. He didn't realize, he didn't have to the next day. He didn't say, Melech HaKolorot and Kiddush HaLov HaShashana. So what would you do? What? It's the middle of the day. It's Rosh Hashanah, first day of the afternoon. And he had a subject about last night's Kiddush. So we do what it is. Literally, when being Pia Chavur like this, you should wait to play after Pagam Mincha. Wait after Pagam Mincha. And make Kiddush and make it tonight. If he wasn't here to say Kiddush, if he wasn't here to Kiddush last night. So this is the Kiddush. This is Kiddush from last night. And welcome to the Shesach. If he was here to say, when the Chayyot was here, he was here to Kiddush last night, so this Kiddush for a little bit. So it's after Pagam Mincha ready. You make Kiddush. And later at night, so you heard Kiddush again from something else. So that's a problem. Yeah. But that's not that just the Chagah, the man must have made for you. Some said, others tended that he didn't have to go through the whole Tichus Olam because the Maisa, it could be, it's a maybe, I don't know, in the Lachu, it might be a space fake, because the Ashi is in Yishenim, that the Chasim and the Bocha Aruko, the Chasim at the end are Makif. But the Ashi is in Yishenim. Chan are Makif, they say that any Chalik is not Makif too. So the others said it was Achlo Moisa, the whole Tichus. Says the Rambam in Paroch Evov, Perek Beis of Tfilah Ochel Evov, Bemez wa Amurim betfilas Abis Shachas Mincha Rosh Hashanah. But now listen to Rosh Hashanah, but Tfilas Am Nusofim, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Mispalo Teisha Brochus, Sholosh Vishonis, Sholosh Achroinis, Sholosh Achroinis, yeah, Shal Kol Yoyim, every day, Visholosh Amsoyos, Vishonah Min Amsoyos, Inyono Malchius, Shnio Zichroinis, Lishis Shoyforois, what's striking about this Rambam? What?
It's
three units of brachas, and he leaves out. He says, "I'm sorry, it's machzor shavuos," and leaves out. Zuzayoyim. And if the Mishnah, we decided that we look at the Mishnah and write Mam Shavu Hagon. Do you mind if I use it? In the Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva Mech Menuri, so Malchus is the odd man out, so to speak, use the grob English term. And tell us who does Malchus double up with? Rabbi Menuri says Malchus double good as Hashem. Rabbi Kiva says Malchus double good as Hayom. But the good Hayom is Kavua, if you lose Hayom, and the Rambam has it, it's a very modern illusion. He says he leaves out his mentioned, not only does he leaves out the whole thing. If you only know the Rambam, maybe you would know. You'd have a very, very skewed idea, very wrong idea of what Jewish Musaf looks like. Look at Rambam, you think there's no good Hayom in Musaf. Okay, good. And you see. Right? How we go over here? But in his Nusach HaTvila, he doesn't, of course, he can't throw the Nusach of the Brocha. And who would then, here. Here he brings the Mishnah, in Hichel Shofar, by Gimel Chazayin, he brings the Mishnah. So here he says already, Malchus, listen here. Here he says, "Sibach Yom Shemayat Kiel Seid Bochus." Kiel Seid Bochus. Kiel Seid Bochus. Kiel Seid Bochus. Umalchus of the Gea Sholosh. I'm sorry. Here also, he repeats the same ideas in the Chesetvilo. Zichrenes Vitoikeya, Shavash Vitoikeya. He leaves out also the Boch of Gusa Zayim, which can't be. So what's the plan? So my said, Pesha Dovah's like this. We'll just speak out. But she's around Mizan, we'll see where he comes from. Comes from the ball. There's another possibility in this whole, in this Mahalos. The possibility, another possibility, you mentioned already, the Tfilas, there's a Chiv, the Davin, a Chavs of Tfilah of nine brochas, and the Ike Chavs of Tfilah, the Emsorius of this Tfilah is Malchus Ben Shavis. It's a new Rosh Hashanah Dike Tfilah. But there's no brocha, there's no Tfilah on Rosh Hashanah, on any Yontov, on Shavis Yontov, without Tfilas Hayim. So we call it Tfilas Hayim with one of those brochas. But the Chavs of Tfilah is nine. The point of that, not Shaykh, Loyal Adas, to do what the Balamor saw the meaning in Arusa, to dive in, you're missing Ha'ika Choser, not just a Vaket, it's a Pung Vaket. The Ika Tfilah, according to this, is Machis Ran Shoyfers. We dive in more to say Machis Ran Shoyfers. And that is what the Amtsa consists of. The Choyal, the Amtsa consists of Yud Gilun Soyers, and on Roshana, the Gilun Soyers. And Tzayim comes because it's 4 day Yomtas, so you have to mention Tzayim. That's the same foolish Rambam. Rambam's striking in two places. He's saying, Malchus, Ran Shoyfers in the middle. That's how he does. Where's Rambam getting from? Ganz Poshut. Take a look at the Gemara. The Hemshech of the Gemara. See, the Mamash. And this took you the two approaches. From the Mishnah, is one approach, and the Braisa, the Taniya, looks like a second. Look at the Avlamit Beizam and Aleph. Very, very interesting. Hey, Chon. I'm picking up the middle of the Braisa. In the middle of the Braisa. And the Heichon Oimo Ledushas Hayoim. Tanya, Rabbi Amen, where do you say Dushas Hayoim? And so in the Gemara, in the Braisa, oh, you see already different approach. Here you see it. The Dushas Hayoim has no place of itself. Dushas Hayoim doesn't find a place of itself. Where do we say Dushas Hayoim? Dushas Hayoim. The Mishnah says Dushas Hayoim is Kavua Vekayim. So where do you say Malchus? The Braisa sounds forget. Heichon Oimo Ledushas Hayoim. Dushas Hayoim does not have a place of itself. So trying to find the place to say Yom, to say Malchus. Malchus is Kavor Vekayom in fourth slot in the Shemesh of Musa. Malchus is called the Broch of Revias. In the Mishnah you couldn't call it the Broch of Revias. In the Mishnah, it has a place for itself. Some puts in Dusa Yom again. In the Raisa, Malchus is the Broch of Revias. And Faket, being the Malchus, Broch of Revias, so it serves as a good host. For Bocha, the Bocha of Dusa Yom, that's what the Gemara says. Rebbe Yom, that's Rebbe. Hashem Gamlil Yom Yom Ha Zichroinois. No, you don't say Dusa Yom till Zichroinois. Why? Mamot Zin Bochol Mokim Be'emtza, Avkan Be'emtza. I mean, forget, don't count which Bocha it is, but look in the middle. Dusa Yom normally in Shabbos and Yom Tov is Be'emtza, between the three and the three. And Rosh Hashanah, there are nine. So it should be between four afterwards, and the fifth Bocha, which is the middle Bocha, should be the host book of a Gusas Hayom. So the Rambam brings down the verse, the Rambam brings down this verse. It's not just not a question of which two brachas you combine. It's a portion. We said it's a radically different approach to the whole Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. It's a field of nine brachas. The main ones, the middle ones are Mokhis and Shabbos, and the Ad Musaf. Okay. This idea you don't see in Balmor. This idea.
That's the
Bochum. That's the Bochum of nine, and the nine is and the six and three, and the three is Machis and Shoifers. And so you must define the place itself. That you see in the one of Balmor. Balmor didn't go into that Bochum. Balmor just it's nine. He squeezed ten into nine. Going Balmor, he squeezed ten into nine. That's all you see in Balmor. Which is again the Amishad is way the. You see in the Gemara more subtle. The Gemara is more subtle. Hechad do same, Hechad no do same. But the Gemara together with Rambam, it's coming forward. It's different approach with Rambam. Let's talk about something that we don't think we mentioned too often in the past. Yeah. We have to add, I'll show you. But I'll ask a question. If presumably, if somebody davened the nine brachos in Kundraman, even Kundraman, Beitzah Choyma Kundraman, somebody would have davened, would say, Machis and Kreifers and Shachis. Presumably Zeitzah. Sometimes Davka has to be Tuchis and Musaf, I would say. In some of the Tuchis, it's in the two Chiyuvim, it's a Chiyuv to daven on Rosh Hashanah, Imul von Malchis, Kreifers and Shachis. Imul von that. When in the context of a Tfilah. The Likuvim is not the Chazah or Masaki, and Lamais and Musaf. And how do I know that I'm Akeh from the... From the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha with it. Tell me, tell us why we daven, why we say Machis and Shachris and Kiyas and Musaf, why not Shachris? So the three, one Tzadik Brave of them had the smell of one Tzadik, the other Tzadik, the Yishalmi Tzadik, and the Yishalmi Tzadik, and the Yishalmi Tzadik, and the Yishalmi Tzadik, they ran into problems with the authorities, and they did it to all these, they were Tzadik, that was rebellion. Or then the Yishalmi brings wounds from Sukkim. That the place of Machis and Shachris after Kishma and after Shachris, after Kiyas and Tzadik, the Yishalmi, but Vinishvi, Mistome, Sammy Sena Shachas is Yetzi B'Yavid. Who didn't win you in Lamosha? Rabbi Yudu says that Tzvius himself is only until Zayin Shoyis. After Zayin Shoyis, he can't have in Musa. We're asking everybody, but he can't. Couldn't Rabbi Yudu. So theoretically, couldn't Rabbi Yudu. If Zayin Shoyis passed, then and he died in Musa, said Musa of seven Tzvius, in the Musa, seven Brochas, in the Musa B'Chal. So Mistome, Rabbi Yudu will tell him, so in Minichem, make sure to say Machas and Shavuos. That tefillah is on Rosh Hashanah, that's besides the tefillah. But it's not limited leaf, look at the Musaf. Okay, now take a look here. This sugya, this is a sugya, nothing to do with the Chavuos. Though the Lomish Shavuot, probably don't know such a Machoikis B'chon. The Gemara says like this: Tonu Rabbonon, look. It's a fascinating thing on here. Lamed Dalud Omid Beis, the middle of the Omid. Tonu Rabbonon. Tekiyos Ein Ma'akvei Zu Azu, Brochos Ein Ma'akvei Zu Azu. Tekiyos Brochos Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Shalim Kippurim Ma'akvois. Here's Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi on one hand, with everybody else on the other hand. It's not with the Poshim Tzad, not Rashi. The Poshim Tzad is, Tzad says it before, it's like this. What's the title of this line? Tiyos, Ein Ma'at was Ozu, Bochus Ma'at was Ozu, so they learned on Tanios, at times when you blow, Tiyos are not Ma'at one another. Whatever you blow is good, one code, two codes, three codes, anything, any code that you blow, but Tanios, with the shofar, or the chassidus, I guess, It's good. Ain't matter what you fine. Now we have a good fight. Bracha is the matter what you means bracha of tanius. If you know one, two, three, as many as one, you can add. See, it's the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, and matter what does that mean? Because in Rosh Hashanah, if you can't blow a minimum of nine kailas, there's no point in blowing. You can't blow three teraps, matter what you that's excuse Makbuz. And Bracha is Makbuz also. And Rosh Hashanah, you can't. If you only go Malchus, you can't have. And not the Chanzerbis, you can't. But that's the holidays, you can't. You can't. That's Mefurish. That's Mefurish. Bracha is Makbuz also. Somebody only knows the Chanzerbis, there's no Chanzerbis. Can't have it. That's the Bracha of God. Look at Rashi. Rashi says not again. Rashi says like this. Kies the Bracha is the Almuk and Kies and Tanias, and Makbuz also. And Bracha Betoka. Rashi one's different. Kies the Bracha is talking about Milch Achille, the relationship of Kies two Brachas. And brachas to tkiyas. So Rashi's betaniya is that tkiyas and brachas are not marked of one another. Says Rashi. It means birich, means the six brachas that he had betaniyas. Boy toka, toka lebirich. It's also good. So what does that mean by invocations? Then Rashi doesn't fear voice. What's that? And Rosh Hashanah, tkiyas and brachas, marked with zuzu. What does that mean? You need both. You need both. And Rosh Hashanah, tkiyas and brachas, marked with zuzu. I mean, what does that mean? Chayipasu means that somebody blows and then didn't have musaf, it's not yaitse. Somebody is having musaf and didn't blow shayipa, it's not yaitse. Magbuz also. And then you can think maybe it's mag, you can't even daven, you can't have musaf without shayipa. Take a look at the test of traces on Gilmore base. We'll just pick up there. Usually, when we learn speak Taisis, sometimes we don't get to the end of Taisis. So start from the end. Look at the end of Taisis. Taisis is talking about Kiyas de Mushov. Kiyas de Mushov, the right we send out, everyone knows it. Kiyas de Mushov. Taisis has a kasha. Hanuch de Yeshiva. Hanuch means the Kiyas de Mushov. Hechei Norvik. How could the. And Taisis learns it was that Konas Chazal. Unlike the Balamah, the learns it was Man HaGoyne. But Kiyas de Mushov, Hechei Norvik, how can we be? I'd say, Tanya, Besayf Pirkin. Tiyas the brachas of Rosh Hashanah veYemek Kippur Makom Bezuzu, and Tiyas the Mitzvah of blowing without brachas means Musaf. So Tiyas the Mitzvah is Tiyas without Musaf. How can it be Tiyas brachas Makom Bezuzu? Alma and Pashas of Tesis Alma beidan Sois the time of Tefila Boy Lemeva the Tiyas Lav Pichui. It's not a kasha b'chol. The Avgam the Mashma of Tefila Shkuntris that we just saw, even as Mashma from Mashi the Birch of Leitoka, Toka the Birch Perish Birch Machas of Chayin the Shoyfes. And like talking means in the company then with Shaif or talk about like Birich the other way. Yeah, Shalom Akain. Even though Rashi seems to say what we just said in Rashi, the Brochus against Makbuz will do one another, but yeah, Shalom Akain. And Taisis brings enough in the Raya. Mammy says that Kushi, I'll link to about Suman Rashi, the one we held last week. Which is the next line. It's not in. Lemma says that be the other end of Shas when everything is right open in front of all the Rishonim. The next line, the other end of Shas, Mamash, the same thing. It's like from here to Yafras, it's from here to the end of Avodah Zarah, same thing. But it happens to be the next line. The next line, Taisis means the Gemara that we saw last week. Tanya Lekam, Shtei Ayoros. The Gemara says of a year on Rosh Hashanah has a choice of going to one of two cities. Ba'achas Toikin, one in Lishai, Ba'achas Toikin, Ba'achas Mivochim, Shu Haylech, Haylech Lemokom Shtei Toikin, Ve'en Haylech Lemokom Shtei Mivochim. And then that's one that's the price. Then the Misha, Misha Bech, Misha Nidavin, Chak, the Dam Lo Shefer, Masha, the Boy Shefer, Beyochel, Bech, Kudavin. Elot, Kiyas, the Bechot, Mach, Vuzuzu. Hainu said, Kiyas, the Taisha says the stand-up chat we said. Elot, Kiyas, Mach, Vuzuzu, Bechot, Mach, Vuzuzu. Means, Bech, Mach, the Shefer, is the Bech, Shlosh, Tom. You have to say all three Bechot, not at all. Chen, Kiyas, Shlom, Truus, the Bechot, Shosh, and Nidka, Mavo, Yitka. Right, clear. So I will watch about the so the Rashi is to move out of my now tell God some big please and watch some is this Rashi. So two things, so two mahalachim in this. Same mahalachim in the Dovah. One mahalach, and they're not mutually exclusive. One mahalach is to say like this. One mahalach is to say that Hagam says ma'akvim, but ma'akvim doesn't mean that Hagam says brochas gives ma'akvim to Zul, but when Rashi ma'akvim doesn't mean that if you don't have a shayfi, you can't have a Muslim. Right? Well, yeah, Lord, that's and it's not true. Against the Mishnah, it's not true. And within the other way, it's not true. Ma'akvim means that they're not independent, that they're interdependent, that together they form is a combined kiyum, a joint kiyum, a kiyum together of kids to say the brochas. And that we said last time, we saw all the Rashi's all over the place. Rashi all over the place says, Achas the Machas, Achas the Shemesh, Achas the Shepherds. So Yesh Lema, that Ma'akwe is a little different. Normally we say, Moshe Abba, Minim, Shabuluv, Ma'akwe, Zer, so it means if you have only three Minim, Luluv, Adas, and Rovas, there's no point in picking it up as long. Without the Esther. That's a standard job. Here, Ma'akwe means it's a joint kiyum. They're not independent. One. Achronim, well, a little different mahalach, but you have to know how to figure out. Achronim say that the approach that the Achronim take, the Achronim is like this. Rashi is talking about Bitsibur. And it'd be interesting. Bitsibur. Fayochid, and this answer is some metaphors. Fayochid, ain't maldebet. I'm talking about. First of that, a yochid can go safer. First is Yem Tru Yelachem. Yem Tru Yelachem. So even if they came to rise to blow, I'll say the brochas, but the Torah doesn't say it's in the same posuk and say the brochas. So about the. Everybody called Echad V'Echad Mitzvot Chayiv L'Shmaya Shayiv L'Mosh Hashanah Ben Evi Davin Ben Evi Din Davin for whatever reason that's for sure. Who did the other way too? Ayoch Yed Davin Davin. The Mishnah says Ayoch Yed Davin Musa Dig Moses. The Mishnah says Ayoch Yed Davin Musa with Davin Musa. Davin Musa. You only see with Musa. Ayoch Yed Davin. So that's the basic Chiyah with Zahakal Akal Yochid V'Yochid is Rashi is about the end of Machis. But for Tzibur, it's Yamakir. So half we can say. What does it mean for Tzibur? That's what I'm saying. So it means like this. It's very Bechidish. It means, what does it mean Tzibur? What does it mean Tzibur? Chazor Sashans. Chazor Sashans, like the Rambam says. Doesn't mean 10 people down here. That's also, that's Tzibur bit Tzibur. When we say for the Tzibur, Kiyas, Shoyvas, Makir, the Prophet, what does that mean? It's Luke, it's Tzibur, you have it. That Tzibur, Davin Musa together. 10 Eden or 1,000 Eden, Davin Musa together with Hashanah. Now the Shetzibah wants to begin the Chazor Tashat. Chazor Tashat. If they don't have a Shaifa, you can't have Chazor Tashat. Can't have Chazor Tashat. Because Chazor Tashat, Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of it, in the Chazor Tashat, Shaifa is Makif. The Chazor Tashat, Shaifa is Makif. Because, and here we can say, since in the Chazor Tashat, I'll tell you, I don't know why, but Kobolim, the Tkiyas and Makhiv Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyas and Tzibur, Rosh Hashanah needs to become the Mesh by Tkiyas Shaykh. And then it's like this, it's adding a Kuda, so we'll try to answer the Kasha. The Gemara says in the end, in this Machlokes, I'm going to learn from, Chachomim say, Chachomim say that Shri Tzibur is only Moitzi Shein HaBoki. The Gemara says Moitzi is a Boki Ben Shein HaBoki. The Gemara is kind of a famous Gemara. The Gemara is kind of a Gemara that Shri Tzibur is Moitzi Afilu Bekiyim. So the Chachomim asked him, Litvorecho, what are they asking him? Does anybody know? Litvorecho, Shri Tzibur is Moitzi everybody, Litvorecho, Lo Mitzi Ben Spalu. Why do we have the institution of Tzibur Balachash? To which the answer is what? To give the Shri Tzibur a chance to start the Tzibur. They decided to treat it with philosophy. That's why the whole institute of Tfilu B'Lachash, to give him a chance. And if I can, the purpose of Tfilu B'Lachash is to decide that it's philosophy. When the Shi'at Dam is a Tfilu B'Lachash, Dam is not that what he's doing is being decided to philosophy. I mean, there's rehearsing going over, making sure that he's. Yeah. That's why many places can say, that somebody's davening Musa Ashmaz meaning. If you're all diving smart, then he's a Shir Tzibu, and since he's a Shir Blachash, it's Hadith Vosso, so you should have a Nusach Tzibu even in Shir Blachash. Because the whole purpose is Hadith Vosso. You're going to say different words in Lachash, and not be in Tzibu. Good. Here. The Ram Gamil asked the Chachomim, the Devechem, the Shir Tzibu, is not Moritzi Zaboki, the Tzibu Vosso. Loma Shir Tzibu is Palo. Loma Shir Tzibu is Palo. The way Chomei said, to be Moitzi and Mekim, to be Moitzi and Mekim. Says Iran here, they only, the Rav Gamul asking the Chachomim, Lomit Shetzim and Spalo, was only Shari Moitzi Hashanah. Shari Moitzi Hashanah. What's the function of how does it change with the Rambam that Chazor Sashas is always Tula Satsibu, is the Shari. The Shari, not the Shari. And no Shari. Again, says the Ran, this child is going to be like a chomim. With the very same law, Moshe, it's evil, Miss Palo, it's all shy, Mr. Shono. And what's a Shono, and what's Shono Kufa, why is it evil, Darwin, says the Ran? Because we have the Yeshua, but it's just say the Brochus. Because Ran didn't hold that the Minika Hasidim would really mention faces already. That they have the Yeshua say the Brochus and Kilabu Achas, right? The Ran held like the Aumenit, not the Minika Hasidim. They have the kiyas. I said, "Brochas are only one." Those are shots. We don't have feel. We don't have kiyas in the shduos minas and feel brachas. So the Ran says, "And was a shono? That's not a shaila. Lomas yitzim was follow was a shono is to have kiyas said brachas. The whole institution of kiyas said brachas is davkin as those are shots. So nobody was bothered by either the shul is full of bikim and nobody needs kiyas as those are shots. How will be? No, you need kiyas as those are shots. Why? The kiyas said brachas. That's a Ran already." So I'm saying, that Rashi held in Cain, that's what happened in Kiyas and Brochus Makav Zuzu, that without Kiyas and Brochus, the new Chiyuv, they have the new Din, the Inyan, they have Chazos HaShem HaShono, it's only damn Shoifas. If you're not going to have Shoifas, you don't need Chazos HaShats. But, however, let's say, the Reinim Bikim. Let's say in Beis Medrash and Shul, there ain't a Bikim. And they didn't daven. They didn't have Musav. They didn't know anything. They didn't know whatever. They didn't know. They didn't know the middle brachos. What would you say then? Would you say that the Shliach Tzibur can't daven because there's no Shafi? And there's no Shafi in that Shul. In that Shtot, in that Shul, there's no Shafi. So we say there also, Tkiyas and Makvis the brachos. So there, you could hear, no. He's being chosen to be moitzi enu b'kiyum, and there are enu b'kiyum here. The people that the enu b'kiyum that are told on him, enu b'kiyum need to hear musaf to be yotzei. So here's chazorot hashatz. In that case, in which enu b'kiyum, so ki agav no yesh loyma that shayves are makiv. It's only a chazorot hashatz whose purpose is to have to give the bracha, so the shayves makiv. With kulam b'kiyum, they all daven. Right? These are mahalos and rashis. The main lufis there, lufis the kasaf entrance. The Kataf answer. The first teretz is that they were not talking about Yechidim. A Yochid, he can have Musaf without Shoiva, and he can have Shoiva on Musaf. We're talking about Tzibur. So, come on, we have half of a teretz. Tzibur, there's an equal here. So, one second. So, let's explain further. For Shabbat, Tzibur is an equal, so we understand like this. We understand this other thing is Tzibur, Yochid, that's the Tzibur, Tzibur, we explain. What's Tzibur, Tzibur? Chazor, Shams. So Lomadnu Imkain was suggesting that the Chazor Shashat said Rosh Hashanah, the Chazor Shashat would have Rosh Hashanah, the Shev is Makir. So, but not anything else. So, make sure you understand me. They give me 1,000 Yidden are in the basement together and they don't have a Shev, but they can all dive in Shemanes at the same time. They don't just split up and everybody go each with Dalka to make sure they don't dive in with Tzibur because Shev is Makir and Tzibur from Davin. Shev is not Makir, but Tzibur of 1,000 Belit. 1,000 people from being kind to Chovis Yochid to David. It's if you're having something which is exclusively Tzvilas HaTzibur, and that's Chazor HaShatz, then Shoifa's Makif. Right? That's the vote. But they can have a Tzvilas HaTzibur without Shoifa. They can dive together, they can start a Shoifa at the same time, and secretly, but Tzvilas Balachas together. Like we do. No, nobody ever thought that Shoifa's Makif that. It's something which is uniquely a Tzvilas HaTzibur, and that's Chazor HaShatz, they would say that Shoifa's Makif. And we're adding, that's only If the purpose is only for Shoifa, but if there ain't a Bikim, then the Chavikut. So Melech for Emphah, the other Kasha, the half of the Kasha, the Shnei Yoris, Bachas and Spalim, Bachas and Bachas Teikim. So the Shal is, how can you have Bachas and Spalim? Ah, Mevochim, said Bachas and Mevochim. So never Shoifa is Makev. So Yesh Leima, that there ain't a Bikim there. He's ain't a Bokim. The other ain't a Bikim. He has company. They love ain't a Bikim. So that shtod is going to have chazor shashat because they're in the beginning, they have to have it. So for that, chazor shashat, shayv is not market. Oh. But the other way is much more complicated. How can you say that there's such a thing as tiyas at tzibur, that tiyas shayv at tzibur, and they can't do that unless they have brachas? And that's already pale. What does that mean? What does it mean? Right? Would you have the case of a brocha is ma'akvus as a skius? If a yid didn't hear shofar, and another 1,000 like him didn't hear shofar, so blow! Whether or not they daven. A about it. Blow. What are you doing? Because lo yehei el yechidim. It's not a tzibur shakir. It's a tzibur that there's a thousand yechidim here in Shavuot together. So about that they're going to blow. So where do you have the case in which we say that brochas are ma'akev et kiyas? Okay, that's already challenging to come up with. Where do you have such a case? Any questions about it? I mean, I have an idea too, but it's too speculative. Okay, any questions about it? Okay.
Could an opposite Zubi be the Darasat, like I said last week, to explain the answer of Rashi's and the modern Rashi? Is there as Rashi's?
I mean, the Kiyum Darasat.
Yes.
Yeah, the first thing I said. First thing I said, in the two together form, they have an enhanced Kiyum. Each one enhances the other in the Kiyum Darasat. Kiyas, I said, Brochas, I said, Kiyas, join together, merge together, have to make an enhanced Kiyum. And that's what Akvas means. Akvas means you can't do one without the other, but together they
Akvas
mean that you can't do the Kiyum Darasat? It was not Akvas, there's no point. But it's a Kiyum, if you're Midrash, having it together. Again, but somebody here, somebody's the basic mitzvah of doing Kriya Lechem one time without doubling. Only if he davened and he showed it, then it's a combined key. Yeah. It's all regular. Let's say, well, whoever didn't daven, raise your hand. No, sir. Guys leave, and then everybody else puts his head down. That's what happens. I'm trying to give us a better diamond. Thank you.
Is this a question? Is this a question of Rosh Hashanah, or it's
no, that question is the one says Loma. The Kohen Gamliel Shulchan is always mostly broken. So Loma Tzimus Tzvala was out there Shulchan Tzvus Tzvus. Okay, like this. That's another interesting challenge. The guy, but I'm being malakid in Yom, have to do a little bit with the relationship of brochos and tkiyas, like this. There's machlokes in Shas, many places in Shas. Usually Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bo, again, many brochos. Shog de ligmas kulo. Right, Shas and brochos, ever all over us. Shog de ligmas kulo. Some of you, maps in the middle of Pishma or something in Shefa. Gede ligmas kulo, de ligmas kulo. So machlokes is right. That's machlokes with it, and then the different potim. If he was roy to finish, but some he's taking a break in the middle of the gavur, is not roy to finish. He had to go out to give me to whatever. So that's shavutim. Different potim. Malkavon machlokes shavu maskula. Well, the chayis roish, or he picked up it again. Gila kishma because of Moses and everything. Okay, machlokes amor. Well, what's the unit? Well, it's the washing more show today lead more as kulo. So in Megillah, the unit is from Rabbi Mechashev still David Shalom Chazara. That's the lead more kulo, right? And same because the Moslem is from some four brochos, I mean, I said three brochos. What's the unit of show today lead more as kulo in Kiyas Shoshim? It's not going to be Shoshim Kol. Shoshim Kol is so not. Because we go shoshim, we'll see Mishnah maybe today or next time. But we ate a different sheetahs in Gemara. The Mishnah, the Brisa, whether the two is a tour, Yevavu or Shvoyim or Shvoyim tour. So it's certainly not going to be shoshim. What if somebody is that shaila is, what's the shaila? Give me two possibilities. Right? You blow a tarat three times. Kiyat what? Kiyat blow three times. Tashat three times. Tashat three times. There are two possibilities. What are the two possibilities? Well, two possibilities in what's the unit about which we say Shog the Ligma School is Chesel Rech, according to have a vote. What's the unit? Now, Meir Kodesh Rishona. Shreshim Kodesh Rishona. What's the unit? What's the unit by which we say that it must be? So two possibilities. Either Sholosh HaSholosh, 3 times 3. Because that's a Shit B'Yetzeh. If it's something in here, 9 Kodesh Rishona is not B'Yetzeh. So one would think that 9 Kodesh, Tia 2 or Tia 3 times, is comparable to the unit of Mikra Megillah. There's a Megillah from Gindi, and they have the whole thing. And they have the 9 Kodesh. If the middle doesn't, and the piece that they met doesn't matter where in the middle, between one line and the next, one turn after the next, from between the Tia and the Tua, so the Ligma school is face of Rosh. If what the Shehiyah is today to blow 9 Kodesh, that's the Shehiyah, but it's not an Shehiyah of a few seconds, it's a Shehiyah. The other possibility is what the Ligma school is one line. In Rosh is Mefush, in Rosh is my here, face of Rosh is. The Shir is 9 Kodesh. Push in the Rosh. Maisibim against in the Rosh. Shir is 9 Kodesh. So that, again, the Maisibim, we don't pass like that. The Maisibim doesn't pass like this. But now, the guy was Chosi and he's waiting, so then he's not facing the Rosh. Because it could be, it happens. That the Barkir gets stuck sometimes. Sometimes. And he cleans the shayf and whatever, chavis, and he cleans it, he washes it, whatever. And so he gets back on track. You could take it has happened in the past. Which we say that the good key is what's on it. But it's happened that it's been a long break in the middle, and it could even be so that it's more school, or the short unit and the long unit too. And so the maisa, we don't worry about it. But theoretically, it's really Dominic Moore that they lead more cool special. So the Rosh sheet is 9 Kodesh. See, that's Rabban, in the Rabban is a Rosh Hashanah. There's a famous, it's printed today, I think it's in Green Rabban. It used to be printed only in Shabbat Rabban. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember, I'm not still thinking of that. But the one is still in Shabbat Rabban. So all the, it's Mamash Peretz on all the Sukkot of Rosh Hashanah. Plus more. Shabbat Rabban is that the unit is 3 colors. One, Atarat, Atashat. We're able within unit, that's the unit. And Kedei Ligma School means the world, Kir Tov Kir. That's a very short time. Very short. Very short. If the fear of Vogue, the Soviet League must put face of the Rosh, then Mamish Balki has to be perfect. Has to be a machine. Because I'm a machine, he's always going to be face of the Rosh. I'll be face of the Rosh. Okay. Nishela Sasha'elo. What's the Shaila? Point to Rosh. Point to Rosh, how do we go to Kiyos to say the Rosh? The original, and I think I mentioned last week, the Minuk of all the Rishainim. And certainly Bismarck Gemara was like that. They didn't blow Tashvat Tashvat Tevat on Machi, Tashvat Tashvat Tevat on Zichron. Even if they did, it doesn't answer my kasha. The initial meaning was from Moshe, there was Mekhoim Sabu, Tarat, and Nish Brocha. Tashat and Nish Brocha. That's it. Oh, yeah, it's it. Those who passed like Gemara, they blew Tashat. Those who passed like Mish blew Tarat. So how do you have kids say the Brocha is a self-defeating? It's a lost cause. What do you mean? It's Shabbat Ligma Skula. Yes, you blow the first 3 colors after Malchus. Good. And then you start Zichronis. Zichronis takes a good few minutes. But even a very fast Zichronis, it's a struggle that Ligma Skula 100 times over. At least 100 times over. So how will Yates and Kiyas are saved the Brochus? According to the Rosh. Sorry? That's Rabban Shita there. Rabban holds like that. That's what Rabban holds, that the unit of the Ligma Skula is a Tarat. It's a Tashat. And let's explain. What's the machlokes? Let's explain more. But then we'll come back. But he says, "See, have to answer Kashan Rosh. What's the machlokes? The choyer. He says, 'The machlokes in the approach of Kiyas Shofar. The Rabban's approach of Kiyas Shofar choyer is that there's a meisim mitzvah. The Torah says that the definition of what the Gemara brings out. It says true in the Torah 3 times. The definition, the hagdor is do the meisim mitzvah 3 times. Repeat the meisim 3 times. The meisim is boring. Kill a panel. Two of Amazon and Kila Kharel. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. To be Yoitse, the bare minimum to be Yoitse, and Rosh Hashanah, you have to do that 3 times. 3 times. It's like the Torah says, you have to pick up an Esbik twice. We do. You don't. But they're saying, you have to pick an Esbik twice to be Yoitse. If you pick it up only once, you're not doing it. So you have to do that Maisa 3 times. What's the Maisa? The Kiyat with Kiyat. How many times do you have to repeat it? It was 3 times repeated. So mainly, if you that's the only way to become a Mitzvah. That's the Yoitse. But if you're being done, what's the unit of the, what's the kulo, the unit of the mitzvah in which a shehi is a hefsek? So the Ramban held the Tarat, Kitvut Kir. Right? And say, I wasn't explaining Shita the Ramban, that the unit of the Maisa Mitzvah is Kitvut Kir. And do that three times. The Rosh, on the other hand, says Mefush, that the unit of against which we measure the Ligma Kulo is 9. The Vice says it's not the Mitzvah repeated three times. This is a Shir. The Shir is blown 9 Kailas. It's the Chetz of 9 Kailas going to Rosh. Or maybe in Jim's Alayma, I can say, Greece is Besak Dor and Ban and Baha Pish, and the Ligma Kulo is measured by the whole thing. Good. So shall we come back to Shalom? Shalom is it's impossible to have kids say the brachos. It's already in the school. So Akok Sarchlema. The answer is that brachos is not a hefsek. Brachos is not a hefsek. It was a Sunday. Brachos is not a hefsek. So it's not just that the Gemara thought it's a good idea. It's nice. Let's try to put the gears inside the brochos. It was a nice idea to have gears inside the brochos because it was a chris. So then why is it not a hefsek? It's a hefsek. You waited too long. But I thought to him, this idea according to the brochos, it's the same mitzvah. It's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. If the reason, between the kia after Malchias and the next kia, when's the next kia after the chronis, he's saying the chronis. That he's not being mafsik. He's being oisig in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shoiva, Tkiya Shoiva, Tkiya Shoiva, Tkiya Shoiva, the idea, you have to come under this idea in the Rosh too. It's a combined team of Tkiya Shoiva, Tkiya Shoiva. Okay. The Rosh, let's take a look at this, another side. What's the Nusach HaBrocha? What's the Nusach HaBrocha on... I'm sorry. What's the Nusach HaBrocha? What's the sign of Sidra? What? The Shmaya calls Sidra. What is the Shmaya? What?
You're supposed to hear it.
Because Mitzvah Shmiya. So most people are saying Mitzvah Shmiya. It's Tkiyam and not Tkiyam. Rishonim say, the Rosh all Rishonim say that the foolish, that the mitzvah is Shmiyah. They bring off in the right. The Rosh is the end of Simon in Paris, the end of Simon Yud. Rav Yohevi, you tell me, Tkei Shoyev et Achoreich, the Shmoyim the Kol Shoyfer. Chikos Abahad, Rochum the Shmoyim Kol Shoyfer. Rochum Mitko, we don't say, according to them, Mitko Yeh B'Shoyfer, like we say, Amik B'Megillah. Because the Bishmiya is called Shaifa, who yaits above the Kiyas of Shaifa. It's not. The Kael, Techobo, somebody blows into a pit, and the Kael himself doesn't hear the call Shaifa, only hears the call of Boro, he's not yaits him. It's a Shaif that the Kael Ba'atma, Lo Yotso, he doesn't hear the call Shaifa. So it's an open Araya, that the Mitzvah involves Shmiya. There's another Locha, which is understood up here that. And the Gemara says here, Chati Eved Chati Ben Choyin. The Gemara says, Androgynous Tekei El Atzmev Lo Lachem. Androgynous and Moitz's mean, not only that, you both himself and both Amina, but it can't be Moitz Echem. And it can't be Moitz and Amina, because Androgynous is Sovik Zachor Sovik. Evil Om is Ogden, so maybe it's Sovik Bachir, Sovik Eno Bachir. So you can somebody else in similar amounts of Igni Moitz. It can't be Moitz Yazoch about that, because maybe he's not a Bachir. Chatzi Ebe, Chatzi Ben Chuyun. Afu Atzma Yein Noi Moitz, he says, the Gorm Bon Chok Tesamal. Chatzi Ebe, Chatzi Ben Chuyun, Afu Atzma Yein Moitz. The only Chati Eved Chati Ben Chorin means an Eved is the Tzad Abdul is not Chayim Shkei Shoyfer because the Eved is only Chayim Shkei Keisho and Isho is Potom Shoyfer. Chati Ben Chorin is Chayim Shkei Shoyfer. So Chati Eved Chati Ben Chorin has to worry about being Chayim Shoyfer. Why? Because of the Chati Tzad Chati Ben Chorin Shoyfer. Chati Ben Chorin Shoyfer. But he can't be Gabba Shoyfer both himself. He's not Yetzik, he's Gabba. Why not? Why is not Yetzik? Chayv Yad v'Chayv Yad v'Nechayv 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 v'Nechayv. What does he do? He reads Kriyishma. Chayv v'Nechayv v'Nechayv. Okay, and he's Chayv v'Nechayv v'Nechayv v'Nechayv. He's Chayv in Luluv. What does he do? Nothing to do with Luluv. Can't become Luluv. Beats up Luluv. Well, when it comes to Shofar, he can't be Moshe himself. He can't blow.
It's not a call. It's not a full military blow.
Good. Very good. So, the Avonis Adbo, I mean, the Achoyni Mutus is here. My son says this, but the Avonis Adbo means that you see that the Pshat is that Mitzvah is Shmiyah, but to hear a Shmiyah of a call, a Shmiyah of a call Shofar that was emitted by a Baal Chiyuvo. By Baal Chiyuvo. Not to hear the Avonis, the Mishnah says in Furish, Chavish at Kotten, Einu Mitzvah Shavam Dechav Osen, Chavish at Kotten can't blow. I have the mitzvah shmi, who cares, who produces the kol shayfer, a machine, or a cheshet kotno, a godl, or an isha, who cares? And that's what's made to them is. The mitzvah shmi tapia. Mitzvah shmi, but that's the shmi, there was of a kol shayfer that was emitted by a bach yuva. A koil of a bach yuva. Koil of a bach yuva. But the mitzvah shmi. But on the other hand, so that, on the other hand, if the mitzvah, had the mitzvah been to Kiyah, it's like this. Had the mitzvah been to Kiyah, so then chatli ayvah, chatli mechoyin, he does the mice that the way he says the way he reads McGill says Grishma. He does the mice. But if he has to hear a kol shayfa, then he can't produce a kol shayfa that he's going to be yotzei by hearing, because since the chatzi eved is also producing the kol shayfa, so the kol shayfa was not emitted by a bach yuvel gamba. That's the first gemara, not it's kufum yamo. The first gemara. So chati ever chati mechayim. The only way he can be a shayfa is by hearing. So he's a right. The mitzvah is not kiyah, because had the mitzvah been kiyah, he'd be like a megillah. He reads it. He blows. Takes the move and that's it. Puts on tefillin. The shaila is, and this shakas ari has a kasha ready. Shakas ari has a kasha. The mitzvah shmiya. Then it's like this. The Roshna Rambam in the Tzuvas Rambam. Tzuvas Rambam is. The Rambam is a very extreme formulation. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is Shemiyah, and the relationship with the Losh Rambam is Tekiyah, the Gabe Shemiyah, is like building a sukkah, the Gabe Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. Just like the building of a sukkah is not a chelik of Mitzvah Bechal, not Shaykh to Mitzvah Mitzvah, merely a heksha, building a sukkah, you build a sukkah before sukkah, why? Because if you don't build, it's not going to be there. And then you go in a sukkah, some kind of mitzvah. Is it building a Shaykh to the Kiyah Mitzvah Bechal Shavu? The Ram says in Tshuva that there's a simulation of Tkiya to Shemiyah. The Tkiya to Zechetim, so we have what to hear. We have what to hear. A very sharp Ram. The Shaila is in Cain, and Shagasari already asked the Kasha, so what do you need? Kavon Shemayim Shemiyah. Kavon Lohoitzi, right? Everybody tells about Tkiya, Balkiya says that's Kavon Lohoitzi. We have Kavon Lohoitzi, it's Balkiya there. So Bishlam in Mikra Megillah, for example, where the Tzib was Yeshad Eshemayah Koine. We don't. Everybody doesn't read from his own Megillah. Valkyrie reads from has a Megillah. He reads from his own Megillah, and we get to be Shemei Koinim. So there, Shemei Koinim needs Kavona Shemei Umashmiya. The Yachas, the Din of Shemei Koinim works only with Kavona Shemei Umashmiya. But in Kiyah Shoiva, the Mitzvah Shmiya, why need Kavona Shemei Umashmiya? Right? There's a second two shalos. First shalos was why is the Mashmiya means the Tekeya? Why does it have to be Bachiyuva? That's easier to explain. We explained that already because the Kol has to be produced by Bachiyuva. That's the demon in the coil of it. But if producing the coil is only a chetimtze, why need kavano? Why need kavano shemayim mashmiya for?
Because
it's like
the rules are physical
and
seers.
Like, if Hashem
is
not,
it's like
a That's Balkiya is born for himself. Balkiya goes into a room, somebody goes in from Pizza or Shefer, and he's born for himself, and there's no Zimbabwe listening. So he's born Shefer Roshana. He's born Roshana to get Kiyas. He's born for himself on Roshana. He's not practicing on Roshana. He's born to be Yitzhak. But he doesn't know anybody's listening to him. He thinks he's all by himself. So somebody hears that, it's not Yitzhak. Not Yitzhak, unless it's okay. This is Yen Mishavua. Unless the Balkiya has Kavan to be Moshe. Good, we say Asher Tzibu has Kavan a stamp for everybody. It's good to remind him every so often. But somebody goes into a room and picks up a shovel, goes to be Yoitzi himself. If he has no Kavan, no Yoitzi, Acherim, then not Yoitzi. He's Yoitzi, then not. Why?
Because my Sukkah also needs some form of Kavan. It's different.
So the mitzvah is given emes.
So that's only when the hechsher mitzvah also. So that's the Rambam's equating that with.
What is it? You need to have to put up a shem tzel.
Yeah, there is some little kavanah that needs to be put in the hechsher mitzvah itself.
Yes, so how was that Abdullah
Shah? So that's why the Rambam is equating
it. What's Abdullah Shah?
Both need the kavanah. Both need.
Again, you're not explaining. Just saying, well, you have to be behind the glow with shem tzel. What did I hear? He's going to Hashem, maybe practicing, or he's going to be on the shofar. I hear that he's not Yosef, the other's not Yosef, but he's going for himself at the shofar. He was Muhammad, but all for himself. What does that have? An old shaila. So the Kamachu was Badova. There's an approach that says that the Shmir is a constant to Kima Mitzvah, but one reason or another, and here are different ways of explaining it. But I'll just say the bottom line, it's out of Shavuot, the common denominator. But each of the Shemim has the key has the Shavuot of Tzul, has to be Mishtayich, has to have a Shachas, each of the Shemim, or the Shemim have to have a Shachas to the Tkiyas. Not because the Mitzvah is the Tkiyah to blow. The Mitzvah will be to blow, so then it's a big shadow whether it's Kabbalah Shemesh would help. The Mitzvah is the Tkiyah, so the Mitzvah is the Gufa. Mr. Gufa, if I have to put the Mrs. pull the shofar in the lips and then make a coil, so how does it help if Reuven's doing the other Shimon? How does it help? Just like, how does it help? But so the mitzvah is Shmir, so everybody hears. But in order to be Yotze with the Shmir, so some say, I think one time a grandfather said from the Bokho that Shmir without having a Shachas and Maisa is a Misasek. Like you have to turn the Shmir into a Mitzvah, into a Kima Mitzvah, he's a Misasek. He's not doing anything from having a Mitzvah. The sound waves are impacting on his eardrums, and that's not a Kima Mitzvah. That's to have a Shaychis to a Mice and not to be in time for Kima Mitzvah. The Shaychis to a Mice with Kavan Shmeir Shmeir. That has to have a Shaychis to the Kiyah. Avnei Neze, or maybe his father already, one of them said, Avnei Neze said, it's Shlichus, it's not the standard Shmeir Kainer. The Batki is a Shliach of the Tzibur to blow for them. The reason being is on the same idea. What do you say? Yeah, MS. So if you find say have a kasha, so MS. So as far as I know, this is the only place in which Shmir being a Kima Mitzvah. What?
So
Shmir
is not Kima
Mitzvah. Kavan de Lohoitzi, Shelsu de Tia. Just like in the standard Ketch Shmir Koine, the Dibur, and the Dibur of the Shmir, of the Oine, is Mitzvah of the Shelsu, Shayach of the Shmir, get to that key idea, the Kavanah, Shemei Mishnah, Kavanah of the Baal Ki, and Kavanah of the Shemim, so all the Shemim have a Shaykh to the key.
One thing
I want to
say is, it's
a Masasi. No, it's a Masasi not because he thinks that the Lama Madrig is a Masasi, like the Magmish tells already. It's a Masasi because the Kasova Chamor Biyama. I think it's a Chamor. There's a Masasi, he doesn't know the Shaykh Bacham. Then it's a Masasi because he's missing a Madrig and doing in Asiya Samitz. This is a more, more refined type of Masasi. That is totally out of it, not spaced out. But in order to be considered that to have a king of the mitzvah, you need to have kavanah, you need to have a shachas of the king. Right, so one more thing is. The Rosh brings down, Shiras Ben Otam, that you make a brochel with koya b'shoifah. Ben Otam time holds on none of this. With koya b'shoifah. The Rosh is not a place I've ever before. And the Rosh Ben Otam is, that kiyosah igma mitzvosah. And his version of the wasn't so long ago. He made a book out of Kiyah Shoifa, that was Merkel Shoifa. Mishum das Yosef Higmah Mitzvosa. What does that mean? That's possible. When Tam didn't deny that the mitzvah is Shmir, when Tam didn't deny that the Kiyah himself, if he doesn't hear the Shoifa, for whatever reason, the coal is going directly into the bowl. And he doesn't hear, only hears the echo or whatever, which stops up his ears. He doesn't hear it, but he doesn't hear it. By the time he's masking, he's like, wait a second. So what does it mean? As Yossi, Igmar Mitzvosa. Igmar Mitzvosa. But by the time held Kanire, that the, by the time held for sure, Kanire, that there are, that the Kiyum and the Maisa Mitzvah. And now the Rambam. This formulation, he wouldn't say it when the Rambam. By the time held, the Maisa Mitzvah is blowing. The Maisa Mitzvah is blowing the Shofar. And but the key of Nuzim Kaim in the mitzvah, you have to realize you need something, you need to hear the code. But one without the other is not that not just Echitim Tzedek, the way Ram says. The Etzim Maisa Mitzvahs Mekuyim is consists of the Tkiyah, the blowing of Shofar, Kohen Ben Atam, Kohen Ben Atam. Bracha is made not on, on the Kiyum, but on the Maisa. The Bracha, both the Chavois of the Bracha and the Nusach of Bracha, you make on the Maisa Mitzvah. So Kohen Ben Atam, the Maisa Mitzvah is Tkiyah Shofar. It's Tkiyah Shofar. But now it's a Chiddush. Now it's a Chiddush. It's a baby Chiddush now. I take Havana Shemei Mashmiya, all the Tzibu Hashemim have Mashiachas to the Maisa Mitzvah is doing. Not just that Kavan Shemei Mashmiya enables them to Mekayim Shemiya in the best open. You need to have a Shachas to the Maisa Mitzvah. With Kavan, you have a Shachas to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's really a Chiddush. Some people put on Tzulim, and say, I came Mechayim Mashmiya, move him able, it's possible. Shev is not like that. Good, it's not so shev, because... Whatever, he is producing the code, but come on, I think come on, you have a chance to my semester. A good name of Shabbos.
What was the reason why we need Kavanah for the Mashmiah and the...